on, everybody? Dave Destruction here, live, Sturch Studios, a.k.a. the dining room. And it's really nice out, so it's kind of crappy to be stuck inside. But I'm happy to be here with you guys, as always. May 29th. My God, May has flown. I remember May 1st was my first episode. And it's been going crazy ever since, which is great. You know, this is something I've always wanted to do and happy about doing it. So the last couple shows have been great. Some of them have been a little more angry than others. Last week we had a really feel-good story with Matt Vides battling his OCD, which is a real-life thing. I actually got a chance to talk to him further at the school, and he's doing great, and everything's awesome with him. And he might actually be in action at PWS Supercard. So Supercard, speaking of so, is obviously the big one for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. You know, I try not to show bias, but I mean, I have to. I work for the company. That's the company that made me. It's the company that put me on the map, so to speak, for independent professional wrestling. All started day one. It's, you know, been a hell of a ride. And clearly, you know, I would rather be performing on the show like I did last year. Last year, it was so big, we had to put it on two nights. Reason for doing so is because, obviously, WWE was in town for WrestleMania, so we decided to run on a Thursday and a Friday night of WrestleMania weekend. So we drew 1,500 the first night, and I believe it was just over 1,600 the second night. So, and it was just as crazy as this card's going to be, but we're jamming it packed on one show Saturday, June 7th. It's going to be out of control. I can't even tell you how excited I am before I get into all that, because tonight we have a jam-packed show. We moved it up again. I didn't want to. Clearly, it's the New York Rangers' fault and my own fault for looking at the television screen when they were losing, saying that Game 6 coverage starts at 7. Me being me, I'm like, oh, God, the game's at 7. I guess I should really cut this close. So I moved the show up to 4. So if you guys have smartphones, maybe you're listening on your way home from work. So instead of listening to the atrociousness of Mike Francesa, or I don't have a problem with Michael Kay and Don LaGreca. I think they're cool people for ESPN. But, yeah, so, I mean, hey, maybe you're listening to me now. Maybe you're hearing my voice. Maybe you'll hear it later, which is fine. But, yes, because of the Rangers game starting now at 8 o'clock, I'm doing a two-hour Thursday evening destruction from 4 to 6. I got a jam-packed show. I put out one thing to say who wants to be on. And I got a lot of people, a lot of responses, but I narrowed it down to 4 people that I know are well-deserving and actually can hold a conversation with me, because some people can't. Some people are legit just wrestlers and can't speak worth the shit. So I have tonight, I got Craven Varro, who's one of the original 12 with me. If Payne hears that, he's going to say, again, with the original 12. Yes, he was one of the original 12 students of the Pro Wrestling Syndicate School with myself back in June of 2012. I would assume, you know, looking at the numbers, he's been the fastest growing star to come from the original 12 as far as accomplishments. You know, his first one-on-one singles match was against our trainer, Pat Buck, and he scored a pinfall over him. And then fast forward a few months after losing about 7 or 8 suicidal six ways, I believe one of them was an 8-way, he came back, bounced back, and finally won one. So he is a former Pro Wrestling Syndicate suicidal six-way champion, which was previously the Tri-State Championship. But because we are, you know, we come up with the craziest, wackiest stuff at Pro Wrestling Syndicate, we decided to make a belt for that match that's featured on every single card. You will never go to a Pro Wrestling Syndicate match or a card and have no suicidal six-way match. So why not give the guy who keeps kicking 5 other guys' asses a title? So currently held by Matt McIntosh. We'll get into that later on. Obviously, he has his big match coming up, as does Craven Varro. Craven now, again, I'll touch on this. He's going to call in about, I guess, 20 minutes or so. He'll be calling in to preview his match, his newfound friends, I guess you could say. And I can relate. I mentioned this before, but we'll get into that when he gets in there. We also have the hardest, and I'm not even air quoting this because I know this for a fact, the hardest working Pro Wrestling Syndicate student that we have, and that's Mike Dell, who currently owns the streak at Pro Wrestling Syndicate of zero absences. Either he doesn't work or I don't know what. I know his boss pretty well, so I'm sure he works around that schedule, because before you know it, you're going to turn on Monday Night Raw down the line and you're going to see this kid. He's currently wrestling as the lifeguard, which is probably the second most over gimmick since Starman. Killing it, obviously. I mean, he's got a crazy matchup this week. At Supercard next week, which is now 9 days away, so it's flying. If you don't have your tickets now, please get on ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. Get your tickets before they're gone, and I promise you, they will be gone. There's time. We already turned. I know the venue of Edison wasn't big, but we had to turn people away, so we're not shy about doing that. So make sure you get your tickets in advance. If not, please show up early and get your ticket at the door when they open those doors. Hopefully we have some remaining. We're looking to get 2,000 people at the Rahway Recreation Center in Rahway, New Jersey, right next to the police station. So if you get out of line, bam, you're right there. So don't get out of line with anybody, especially me. I'll be on the one commentating. So if you hear something you don't like, tough. So I'm excited about it. There's so much stuff going on. Back on the commentary team, I did talk to Sam Roberts. He said he was going to be present, so that's great. That's more publicity for me. He has his own show, the Sam Roberts Show. I mean, he's bringing in guests. I mean, he just had one of my favorite actors, Jon Favreau, on his last podcast, so definitely check him out. Alongside David Adams, the voice of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, or the voice of the Sign Girls, either or. I didn't listen to your show last night, JP, but again, you know what I have, my feelings about that show. You want to be taken serious? Well, here's your chance. So let's move on from that and go forward. But anyway, back to Supercard. I guess before I go into Supercard, I want to talk about my rehab right now. I mean, let me tell you something. I'm not one to plug anybody for free because why would I do that? But Edison Comprehensive Medical Care Center in Edison, Sean, my man, my big Ranger fan, he has taken such good care of me. I'm five sessions in. I'm walking. I'm legit walking. I'm hobbling, but I'm walking. And it's because he's strengthening up my quad muscle, and I'm walking on my own power. I dropped the crutches today, and I said, you know what? It's time. So the progress that he's giving me is above and beyond. So thank you for those guys. So back to Supercard. We have a stacked show. You know, it's stacked is a very, very, very big understatement. We have a couple matches you'll never see anywhere else, a couple matches that the big payoff is coming, you know, of big rivalries. And I never could say that word good when I'm talking about rivalries, but I just did, so kudos to me. So going forward, we've got Low Key making technically, a quote, return versus Rhino, the war machine, the man. Yes, I stole his spear, his gore. Yes, I did that. Matter of fact, short story, met Rhino, 3 months ago. Whenever I kicked the Destroyer's ass again, I was talking to him, and I said to him, you know, I love your work. I respect what you do. Don't worry, I didn't use the spear. I was, the second or third match, and he was later on in the card. So I said, I didn't use the spear in respect for you because you do it better than anybody. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, you could have used it. So the ending of my match was a Superman punch to the face, and I didn't get to use my spear. So that's cool. Rhino's a very down-to-earth guy. I know he's going to do good business, and he's going to kill it. That's going to be probably the hardest-hitting match, I think. I think it'll be the hardest-hitting match, other than that, because you have a match entitled Moff's Madness, which is Dan Moff versus Starman. So, Starman, good luck. That's all I can say. Because, first of all, let me tell you something. It is not the easiest to deal with Starman for a long time, but he's coming around. So, him and Dan Moff are going to pretty much beat the crap out of each other. And, going forward, you have a match where it's going to be, I guess you could say it's comedic, but at the same time, it's business. It is Colt Cabana versus Hurricane Helms. So that's going to be incredible. You know, so that's going to be fun. As I said, Moff Starman, reality check. consisting now of, I will release it, I guess we'll get to it later, but Craven Varro along with Kevin Matthews and Devin Moore to take on the Chimento family. Good old GMC, never getting himself in any sorts of trouble, GMC, versus, his boys of Justin Carino, Mark Carino, I'm sorry, the Heavenly Bodies. The Heavenly Bodies and Fala. Fala Ba is a wrecking machine. He's been kicking Craven's ass the last couple months until somebody did the right thing, and that's Kevin and Devin, who came running in to help them out. Help him out, I guess. But other than that, guys that are really earning their keep. A big rivalry is about to really come to a head. And a couple months back, Bobby Wayward decided he wanted to drop Chris Payne from the Untouchables. The originator of the Untouchables dropped, turned on by Bobby Wayward, Bowens, and Gamble. I guess four is the crowd and three is company, I guess. But finally, we're going to see Bobby Wayward versus Chris Payne with Al Snow as the referee. So that in itself is adding an element where we don't know what to expect. So that should be interesting. We have a tag team title match, which, my God, if I wasn't excited about more matches other than that one, this is one I'm looking forward to probably the most, because after watching Pat and Johnny Silver kill it as the Lone Rangers, you know, my eye is still on the tag team division. I like to study them. I like to know what I'm looking at, because once I come back, it's time to go get me some gold. So I'm paying attention to this tag team ladder match for the tag team titles. It is the Lone Rangers in a rematch versus the Reynolds brothers. And the last time we saw this match, killed it. They opened up, I believe it was Spring Breakdown. No, May Show. But they annihilated it, and I can't wait to see it again. This time it's, again, for the gold, so it should be good. We have a little bit of Bombshells action, which we'll get into later, because our caller, Missy Sampson, one of the baddest bitches in the world, is coming on the show later on to help me close out this edition later on. And she's teaming up as the Backseat Girls, along with La Rosa Negra, against Sin. So right there, you're six Bombshells in action. So therefore, we will see plenty of creeps come on in. And it'll be great. I mean, it's good that there's a big mix right here. And it's good that we got a little bit of Bombshells action going into, you know, our summer season. And summer, I know we're a little light as of right now. After Supercard, it's a blowout. And then we come back in September. Do I think there's going to be shows in between? Possibly. So we shall see about that. Other action, the Suicidal Six-Way title match is going to be out of control, obviously, for the obvious reasons. You have Matt McIntosh, who successfully defended 2 months in a row, taking his talents, and will go against none other than Facade, the Drunken Swashbuckler, Shinron, the Spirit Dragon, and check this out, Sanjay Dutt, even more of a surprise, Teddy Hart returns to Pro Wrestling Syndicate. So if you've never seen Teddy Hart wrestle or hear anything about Teddy Hart, I strongly, strongly recommend you check this show out, because it should be interesting. Other than that, we have Habib from the Car Wash is back. One of the most over, loudest reactions to a debut that I've ever heard. Okay, I can't even describe the reaction of the crowd when this guy comes out to the car wash theme song, you know, at the car wash, that thing. Scrubbing down everything from the ring post to the ring ropes to Matt McIntosh's back. So it was funny to watch. He was all fun and games, but now he's getting in the ring with two guys that probably outweigh him by easily 300, 400 pounds combined, and that's Buff the Stuff Bagwell, returning to Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and the big deal, Craig Steele, alongside Vanity, who's no stranger to the money shots in the face. So it's going to be, again, stacked card. I can't get over how much stuff we're cramming into a night. Plus, what's been announced, I don't know if it's been announced, but I think there will be a new tradition at the Supercard events, much like WrestleMania did when Hogan came in and said, I want something to happen every year. We'll do the Andre Memorial. Well, we're going to have what we call Pro Wrestling Syndicate Super Cup. It is a battle royal, 25 men. 10 guys will start in the ring. Unlucky 10, because that sucks to be in there first. They're starting in the ring. They'll, I guess, attempt to throw each other out over the top rope, both feet hitting the floor. We saw in the on-the-spot title shot battle royal, one of Mo Bacara's, Mario Bacara's feet touched the floor, came back in, won the damn thing. So make sure you keep an eye out, and hopefully we have enough referees on staff to find out exactly who's out and who's in. So if 10 people start, I believe every 30 seconds, another man will come in. Not a lot of names have been announced yet, and I'm not going to reveal them because why not? Let's let it be a surprise. But somebody's going home with some hardware, and it's a massive trophy, and it's pretty badass. I mean, if I was healthy, I would put my name in that hat. I like battle royals. I've been in one before, a couple. I have a 500 record of battle royals, okay? I won my first and lost the on-the-spot thing because good old Kevin Matthews wanted to pull the rope down, and I fell over. So, Supercard 2014. I can't say enough about it. You know, it's going to be out of control. It's going to be jam-packed. So make sure you're there early, because if you're not, I can't tell you exactly if you're going to get in or not. And this is the truth. The Rahway Rec Center is opening up for the first time since October of 2012. And, you know, it's going to be jam-packed. So I would really, really, like, I can't emphasize it enough. Get your tickets before the event. So tonight, as I said, we're going to have some guests. I got Craven coming in first, followed by Dell, followed by Payne, and closing it out with Missy Sampson. The number to call in for if you want to talk to these guys or myself is 760-888-5749. Call me up, talk to me, talk to them, ask them questions. I'm sure they'll have plenty of feedback for you for Supercard. They're each getting into some serious action to really try to start the summer off the right way. It's going to be just hard-hitting, high-flying, brawling, submissions, you name it, we got it. And it's the best bang for your buck. It's $20. For Christ's sakes, what you can get with $20 nowadays is beyond me. But you're getting a jam-packed, professional, independent wrestling show in which we plan on putting ourselves on the map even further past this event, because we are on a tear. We've been on a tear since I started in this company back in June of 2012. It's ever since then, just, I mean, who could forget last year's? This year, our guests, our appearing guests, are even better and bigger. I mean, Bret Hart's back. Booker T, who you see on TV every day, whether you're watching television, he'll be there. The list goes on. Davey Boy Smith. There's also a four-way tag team match for the number one contendership to the tag team titles, featuring the Handicap Heroes, Zach Gowan. He's leading his team. Then you have the Untouchables are in there, which is Gamble and Bowens. And then I believe the other team is Amazing Red leading a team. And my favorite guys, and this is the true story, is the Blue World Order. I love these guys since the start. I met Nova and I've met Meanie, and these guys couldn't be more just down-to-earth, cool. I interact with Nova on a day-to-day basis based on Dallas Cowboy football and how optimistic he is for the season. And that's another story for another day, because good old Sean Lee, our best defensive linebacker, just pulled the destruction and tore his ACL. So I think we're out for defense. If there's 32 teams, we're going to rank 33rd. Okay, you heard it here first. So, again, so much going on next couple days. I know Superstars of Wrestling is back this Saturday. That's Robert Banner, a.k.a. the Unbreakable Rob Fury, is coming back to host another show. It's going to be great. Pompton Lakes, New Jersey. I will not be in attendance for that one. I have previous engagements where I can't, so sorry. Sorry that, because I honestly did have a great time last time I was there. But another show that I told my buddy Don I would promote for him, because I did work for him once, and that was when I made my trip down to Flair Country, and I went and wrestled for UPWA. They're coming only, and this is basically the, well, I'll re-refer, the one, the only, the best pro wrestling in the South returns at the Wilmington National Guard Armory in Wilmington, North Carolina on May 31st with Chaos Theory 2014. Pretty cool name. On the show, Carolina's champion Daniel Messina will team with Xavier Rush to reform the Perfectly Evil, who I think, honestly, I was in action against those two. I definitely remember Xavier Rush. It was me and Damian Gibbs, and Gibbs turned on me for a second time, so thanks, Gibbs. So they're going to reform that and take on the Stro and LA Tank. Don't know who those guys are, but new tag team champions, and I just watched a promo on these guys. Team Sexy, or Sexy, will make their first defense on the show. I don't know who they're going against, but those clowns, they lost to Black Hollywood. I don't want to hear it. So, and obviously, the UPWA heavyweight champion, Big Irish Pete Nixon, will face an opponent of Ulrich Von Vorst is choosing. Ulrich, you son of a gun. I don't forget. I don't forget anything. When I went down to North Carolina and finally had a one-on-one match in those 2 days, you hit me with a German flag, you Nazi bastard. Okay, so I don't forget, all right? Also appearing live, Stephen Hunter, Travis Young, Mo Hill, Josh Orion, Steve Strick, Drake Diamond, and other superstars of UPWA. Front row tickets nearly sold out, so get on it, theupwa.com. Down if, hey, if you're listening in North Carolina, get your ass to the show. Why not? Support independent wrestling no matter where you're at because it's a cool thing, and it's just, now I sound like Clark again. It's so cool. Independent wrestling is so cool. So, Clark, you know, that's one caller that hasn't called in yet. And that's Clark. It's kind of odd. So, I guess what we're waiting for now is Craven. He'll be calling up soon enough. I'm just looking to see if there's any questions on the Facebook page, and there isn't any. Again, the number to call in, I know it's early, 760-888-5749. Call as soon as you can to get on the line because it does get backed up pretty fast. And if I can't get to your phone call, sorry. You know, I apologize. I can't get to everybody. Don't call up with anything stupid. Don't call up asking me what I think about Payback because, again, I've only been in the business for 2 years. If I'm going to sit here and start bashing all the WWE stuff, I'll never get a job there. So I'm not going to do it. Do I support every decision they make? Nobody does. Everybody just kind of, you know, rolling with the punches, hoping for the best, you know? And, yeah, it is what it is. But Payback is this Sunday. I know I'll be watching it on the network, which is cool. I just got banged for another $10 on my account last night. So they haven't forgot about me. And, yeah, so that's that. Payback should be cool. It's got a couple matches I'm looking forward to seeing. I want to see the Cena and Wyatt thing pay off, and I want to see the Shield and Evolution thing go nuts and, you know, what they're going to do with the WWE title that remains to be seen. I guess, you know, we'll see what happens. So it is what it is. WWE is awesome. I always watch it. I watch the network every day. I'm studying every night. Little tiny nuances. You know, I'm at the Pro Wrestling Syndicate school still. Try to get there once, twice a week, you know, to not only see the guys, the fellas, and the ladies, but to also learn. You never stop learning. If you're in the business, please do not, don't pass up this opportunity to be in this school. I just got a Let's Go Rangers. We Take It Tonight by my boy Jim. Jim, I'm sorry you're not coming over tonight. I have to get out of this house. The last couple of nights have been rough as far as watching it at home and seeing them lose. So I was out on Sunday to watch them, and they won. So, therefore, I'm going to have to go out. Where I'm going, I have no idea. Everybody's probably like, well, you go to Big Shots like you always do. Well, yes. Is that my bar? I love that bar. I love the staff. Love everybody there. If you're ever in the Woodbridge area, definitely go check them out. And, yeah, that's that. So with that being said, it's good and finally and my pleasure to bring on, again, the former Suicidal Six-Way Champion. I'm sure he doesn't want to hear that, but more or less, go forward for Supercard. Everybody, Thursday Night Destruction welcomes Craven Varro. What's going on, Craven?
Hey, what's up, man? Nothing much. Actually, just getting ready for training tonight. How about you?
I'm not getting ready for training tonight. I'm doing all right, man. Just pumped up. The Supercard is 9 days away. I know you couldn't be more excited. I guess I kind of let the cat out of the bag with what happened and what went down last month. Please inform the fans that, I guess, weren't there, or at least give them your feelings. You're getting your ass kicked by Fala again, and now the bodies are in there. You get saved by two individuals known as Reality Check. What went through your head when they actually came in the ring and started helping you out a little bit?
Finally, it got to the point where my friends are coming to help me out, man. I mean, if you really look at the last year, there's kind of been a lot of foreshadowing for this. I mean, you'll go all the way back to the future is right now. Main event was me versus Kevin Matthews. And after the match, you know, he had a nice little speech and really put me over. I was very appreciative of that. And then I moved into the six-way thing. And then after I dropped the six-way championship onto, the next thing was I wrestled Arkham in December. And I don't know if you remember, Arkham and the Reynolds brothers are beating me down. Out comes Kevin Matthews for the save. Now, once again, you know, Kevin was feuding with Arkham at the time. You know, him and Arkham had their problems. But, you know, there's been a few times where Kevin's had my back. So I was definitely relieved after, you know, having 24-7 and CPA and the Blob having my back to have some real serious reinforcement.
Yeah, I mean, as I said on commentary, and I said it last week on the show, I know that feeling, man. that feeling of when you see now, at the time when I was in Reality Check or recruited, I had it was a little bigger, you know. Alex Reynolds, they had Kyle Reynolds, they had frickin' Check, man. They had everybody, so it was a big group. Me and Gibbs went in there, but that feeling, that rush of knowing as somebody that big as Kevin Matthews and Devin Moore to take you under their wing, what do you think that's gonna do for, I guess, not only Supercard, but going forward, going, you know, into the fall?
Well, obviously, I don't want to look past Supercard, but going into the fall, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities. I mean, myself, Kevin, and Devin are all former singles champions. Kevin and Devin, obviously, former PWS champions. Myself, a former Suicidal Six-Way champion. There's a lot we can do, man. You know, you could pair up any of the two out of three of us and, you know, have a tag team go after the tag team championship. So the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you have your hands full. I'm not going to discredit the Heavenly Bodies, former tag team champions, and obviously Fala, who's you've had your, literally, have your hands full, more than full, over the last couple months with. I mean, talk a little bit about the match. Now, this isn't just your typical six-man tag. It has been billed as fans bring the weapons match. Now, I know you're an ECW guy from back in the day, and you grew up watching the hardcore stuff, but are you mentally, I know you're physically ready, are you mentally ready for some of the damage that can be inflicted on both sides?
Oh, hell yeah, man. I've been waiting for something like this. I mean, you know, you mentioned it first. I've said this to a bunch of people. You go back, starting from when I was 10 years old, you go back to, you know, old ECW arena footage from 97 on, you see those, you know, 10-year-old kids in the crowd, and you're thinking, like, yeah, that kid might be too young for ECW. That was me. You know, I was that 10-year-old kid who was too young to be there. And, you know, anyone who knows me knows I have a massive scar on my forehead from a, not massive, but a noticeable scar on my forehead from a hardcore match I had with Damian Gibbs last summer. That ended up with me pulling a hatchet on Damian. So those things don't really scare or intimidate me at all. Like you've probably noticed and made note of this more than most other people we train with. Like, once I get to a certain point, I just, you know, I'm ready. And there's I'm trying to think exactly what you said in your commentary of my last match with Gibbs. You mentioned something like, oh, man, Craven, you don't want to piss Craven off in the ring. Like,
no, you really don't.
These kind of matches, man, I'm going into it so hyped up. I'm already at that point before the bell rings, is my point. So I'm more than ready for this, man. I've been looking forward to this.
That's awesome. Now I'm a gambling man. I do. I gamble from time to time. Now, looking at the matchup, all right, as a whole, it's you, it's Devin Moore, and it's Kevin Matthews versus the Heavenly Bodies, who are pretty boys in the tag team action, and Fala, who kind of remains to be seen as far as his hardcore edge. Would you think that you guys are going into this match as the odds-on favorite to win this match, only for the sole purpose of your styles of wrestling? And, I mean, you have – I know GMC is going to play a factor. I know that kid's not going to get his face out of your business. He never will. He never does. He's always causing all sorts of trouble. So do you guys consider yourself – are you going into this – I know you're focused. I know you're pissed. But are you going to this confident to the point where you know you got this? Like, is this that kind of feeling?
To me, you can never have that feeling because that's how you start to overlook things. Like, I'm absolutely confident. And anyone who doesn't know this, I think that the definitive edge in our side would be Devin Moore. Because if you don't know, Devin Moore is like the king of the hardcore match, or one of them. You know what I mean? Devin has been in more hardcore matches than most people in wrestling. So Kevin has done his fair share of hardcore matches. You know, a lot of people talk about how the favorite PWS match of all time is from Thank You Jerry, Hardy versus Kevin in the TLC match. Yeah. Like I mentioned earlier, I've only been wrestling about 2 years, but I've had a couple hardcore matches. I teamed up with Necro Butcher before out on the indies in a hardcore tag match. I wrestled Damian Gibbs in hardcore matches around the circuit. So, I think we're ready, and I think we have the edge on our side, like you said, but I'm not looking past this like it's a definitive thing. I'm just focused on getting a W on Supercard.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a jam-packed, as I was telling the fans before we called in. The crowd, remember, I know you remember the Supercard crowd from last year, and I know you remember the crowd that when me and you both made our debuts back in September of 2012, but I got a feeling that this crowd is going to be just that much bigger. The lineup from top to bottom, including your match, is insane. Like, I can't even, there's words to always describe it, but now I know you're focused on your match, and that's, we all, as fans and myself, you know, obviously I have to watch this year from the sidelines, so obviously I want to, you know, I do root for you guys. I root for everybody's success, and I'm glad everybody's got the spots they got, and it's going to be great. But if you look up and down the card, besides your own match, clearly, which match are you looking forward to the most, if you have a chance to either view it or at least maybe even say, like, I guess, what match gets you most amped besides your own?
Yeah, that's a hard one. I feel like the obvious choice is Bakara and Bonesaw, just because, you know, it's kind of like the future of the company going forward. You know, who's going to be the top guy going forward? And then I feel like the other obvious choice is Buck and Silver defending the tag team championships against the Reynolds brothers. That match is just going to be insane. You know, ladder match. That match is just going to be insane. You know, those teams have excellent matches without the ladders and all that. So, I mean, I'm feeling that's going to be a mind-blowing ladder match. But to point out one that's not so obvious, I'm excited about the whole Super Cup thing.
Yeah, I was just talking about the guys. I said it's something that we're coming up with that's really going to give a lot of these guys, just as, I mean, when we went in, our first match, it was, I guess, I always highball it, but I say there was 25 guys in there with our students plus the outsiders. But, like, we didn't have – the initiative was to just get put on the map, you know what I mean? But now, not only do these new guys get to come in here, they not only get to try to win this thing, but they get to win this thing in front of 2,000 people in possibly their first match. There's guys that are getting out there for the first time ever in a professional wrestling match, just like we did. But again, the incentive is so much bigger. You get to go home with some hardware.
Right, right, man. I mean, I'm almost kind of jealous that I can't pull double duty, just because how awesome would it be to have that giant PWS Super Cup 2014 winner trophy just chilling on your trophy mantle with your your high school football awards and stuff like that. That'd be like the centerpiece.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would probably put that as the centerpiece of my wedding.
right, right. Now, you'd marry the Super Cup itself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no, there's no question.
Steph would walk the Super Cup down the aisle to you, and you'd marry.
Absolutely. Like, do you take the Super Cup? Absolutely, I take the Super Cup. Give me that thing. But whatchamacall. So, yeah, going forward, I mean, the match is out of control. I know that I'm looking forward to your match. I'm looking forward to call all these matches. I mean, it's going to be one sick, sick card. Again, I guess there is a couple more questions I got for you. But We'll go back to Super Cup real quick. Yesterday I was at the school, and I got to talk to some of these guys. Since maybe you see a couple different faces, because you know how the school is. Some people go Tuesdays, some people go Wednesdays, some people go Thursdays, some people go every day, who knows. But if you have one something of advice for some of these guys that are going into the first match ever in front of 2,000 people, I know you had to psych yourself up, and I had to psych myself up, but what would you give to them as advice going into this big match?
One word of advice?
Whatever.
I think work sums it all up, man. I mean, see, like you're saying, some guys go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, we're almost 2 years into it now. We all have our jobs, and, you know, I landscape, and you have your job, and we kind of pick our days. When we started out, man, like the first year, I didn't miss my first day of training until over a year into my training.
I didn't miss one until October. So, you know, it was, yeah.
Right, you got to put the work in, man, and not just in training, in the match itself. You know, when you get to the show, you can't be scared. You got to be ready to work, and you got to be ready to show everybody what you can do, because, like you said, you're out there in front of this massive crowd. If you go out there and nobody remembers you, why is anyone going to want to see you on a show again? You got to go out there, you got to put the work in the ring in front of the crowd and make sure that people remember you and want to see you come back.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, and this is not just blowing smoke up my own ass, but you heard the crowd of our first Battle Royal. There's a lot of people chanting for me. So honestly, wasn't that your motivation to go kick my ass? You know, like, here's your destruction.
Well,
yeah,
and there's the one point in the match when I was when I first started out, I had a little more of a villainous state of mind. There's that one point in the match where I had you in the corner and I'm choking you with both hands, screaming at your parents. It was funny because, like, it got the reaction out of your parents that I wanted halfway, but I was going for more dread. Like, oh my God, this guy's choking our son. But, like, your mom looked worried, or your dad was just kind of like, kick his ass, son. Like, your dad didn't look that worried. Like, no, Dave's got this. Or your mom was like, oh no, stop choking my son.
It's funny you should mention them, because obviously there's actually the video of our Battle Royal, which we've all seen. We bought the DVD off of whoever was doing it. But, you know, I had a lot of people there, and a lot of different angles from like camera phones and stuff. And I can actually hear my dad, because it was at, I guess maybe it was like the final five. I found myself in a corner, finally able to breathe for a second. And I hear my dad say, look at him. He's done. He's exhausted. I just remember that match being so long. I remember we got in a little trouble because it went that long. But, you know, it's not your average match. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, especially your first match, you got, you know, 30 guys in there. It's Battle Royal. You know, you're a time traveler at that point. You don't know if you've been in there for a minute or an hour.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think our Battle Royal lasted about 20 minutes, you know what I mean? And 20, maybe even 25, you know, and I'm just really excited for these guys to come out and show their stuff. I talked to a couple of them yesterday. They're getting their characters hyped up. They're getting, you know, their new gear and custom this and custom that. And I'm really excited to see a lot of these guys shine. And I hope the best for them. I really do. I hope one of them gets to the final four or something like that, and people will say, oh, this kid might be the next big thing.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, man. And then, you know, even when you move to some of the other matches in the card, I mean, like, look at the four-way tag team match. Guys we came up with in the Untouchables, they get to wrestle Killer Elite Squad from Japan, which is, for those of you who don't know, Davey Boy Smith Jr. and Lance Archer, like, excuse me. That's huge. I mean, anyone who doesn't know, you can't tell by the way I wrestle. I'm a huge Japanese wrestling fan. And, you know, Killer Elite Squad coming in from New Japan together is just like, you know, obviously we've had Davey Boy Smith Jr. here before. We've had Lance here before. But, you know, having the team of Killer Elite Squad come in, that's awesome, man. Like, best of luck to all the guys in that match, man, because those guys are killing machines.
Yeah, and it's funny you should mention, you know, that – those guys we came up with. My next guest in a little bit, Mike Dell. Obviously, we can't say enough good about Mike Dell, but now You got a guy that posts every day on Facebook about how juicy he is and how strong and ripped and this and that. What's going to be the scene when we get to watch Mike Dell stand toe-to-toe with somebody I firmly believe was made out of stone in Mason Ryan?
Yeah, man, that's going to be that's definitely going to be really cool to see. I mean, I don't know how many people know this, but Mason Ryan actually got discovered from the UK version of American Gladiators. So I don't know if it was called UK Gladiators or whatever, but the dude's literally a gladiator. So, I mean, but hell, man, if any of the students could pull it off, it's Mike Dell.
Yeah. That's
the lifeguard.
The lifeguard. His gimmick has been pretty interesting to watch. Now, before I let you go and before I let you get back to I know you travel far as hell to go to training and get back to your heavy metal music, get all hyped up for that. I need one opinion. What do you think of Habib from the car wash?
I thought it was a great idea because I love the actor Al Bundy, Married with Children, and I even watch Modern Family sometimes just for him because he cracks me up, and he's got that hot wife in that show. but I mean, the whole Habib thing coming to life I thought was hilarious because my dad was kind of that guy. Like, my dad's not racist, but, like, he has, a very racial sense of humor. Like, he's really good friends with the guy at the gas station down the street for me. My dad calls him Habib, even though his name's, like, Nurkmed or something like that. My dad still calls him Habib. Right. So, like, seeing that come to life and the crowd react the way they did was just mind-blowing. I was actually, I said to Pat, well, I was sitting there watching the match, and Pat walked by me. I was like, wow, man, like, look at the crowd for Habib. And Pat was just laughing, like, dude, I know, man, it's crazy, like, you know, congrats to him, man. I mean, you know, he's been around for a while doing different things, and I'm glad he found a niche that people instantly latched onto.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, it's exciting. It's fun. Supercard, again, next Saturday, June 7th. My guest right now, as I said, I'm going to let him go, but Craven Varro, newest member of Reality Check. Dude, I saw the shirts. Badass, man. Very badass. I like the new shirt gimmick.
Oh, yeah, thank you, man. Kevin kind of made the connection. Like, oh, wow, we all have a V in the middle of our name and then ends with an N. You know, obviously, Kevin, V-E-N, Devin, V-O-N, Craven, V-E-N, Kevin, V-I-N, excuse me. I'm V-E-N. But, yeah, so I thought that was a nice little creative spin on it for the shirt.
Definitely. Yeah, I had to make my own shirt, so screw you, Kevin.
You still owe me a shirt.
I do. I owe everybody a goddamn shirt, man. It's the, you know, the problem is they sell out so fast.
I hear you. Yeah. I hear you on that. You owe me a shirt and you owe me a match. It's funny, like, after all the places we've all wrestled and everything, like, you and I are just those two guys that have been around together forever. We've never wrestled one-on-one anywhere.
No, we haven't. Only because for the sole purpose of that, you've always kind of been on my side. So, I mean, we had that one, you helped me out in that three-on-three, and then you were in the five-on-five, and then you're always on my side. So that's why maybe we never crossed paths. But maybe once I'm back and rehabilitated and ready to rock and roll, we can make it happen. Sure, we know the number of the powers that be at PWS or somewhere else, wherever. I'm sure our roads will definitely cross paths.
Well, I mean, especially if you're going to come back with Powers of Destruction. I mentioned earlier, obviously, with the three of us in Reality Check, it's a very good possibility that a few of us could, you know, team up, go after tag titles in the fall. Obviously, that's something we'd have to talk about, but hey, if that happens, maybe that'll be a quick road to that match. You know, get some Powers of Destruction versus Reality Check.
Sounds like a plan. Craven Varro, my man, one of my good wrestling buddies since day one. Have a good trip up to Metuchen. And if you're not aware of this, it is our last night in Metuchen ever. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, man. It is. That's why I'm excited to get up there. Those you don't know, see, I'm not really the kind of guy who likes to complain. I really don't. I'll just kind of shut up instead of talking if I feel like I want to complain. But I'm so frustrated at this point that I started complaining on Facebook. I haven't had a car for the past few months. It's one of those situations where, you know, right while I was saving up to buy a new car, my car pretty much died, and it's over $1,000 to fix it. So why am I going to drop $1,000 into the old car when that can just go to a new car? So, you know, luckily I'll be having a new car in the next week or two. I'm actually going to look at a car tomorrow. But it's just been depressing, man. Like, yeah, I feel you with your leg and not being able to walk or go anywhere or do what you want to do. Cause, you know, it's kind of the same thing with me living 70 miles away from the school and not having a car. And it's kind of one of those situations where I live so far where, like, even somebody like John Phoenix, who lives like 45 minutes north of me, picking me up and dropping me off, that would add like 3 hours to his trip. So yeah. I just can't wait to get a new car, to get back in Rahway, to be up there every day. And I'm actually looking to move up there, you know, like ASAP. So, you know, hopefully that all works out and we'll have a great summer of training, man. I can't wait to be back in the Rahway Duck Center.
I am definitely looking forward to that. And I remember, as I said, some of these new guys that are coming in here bumping around their first days, they don't know how good they have it, because when we bumped around, we were bumping around on little one-inch mats in the yoga room for a while. So we had to earn our keep, and it's going to be great to get back to Rahway. But again,
absolutely,
my man, you best of luck to you next week. I'm sure, obviously, I'll see you and I'll talk to you prior to that. But for the fans and the listeners, Craven Varro has been there since day one. He is now the new member of Reality Check, taking on the Heavenly Bodies and Fala, now known as the Chimento family. So, Craven, best of luck to you, bro.
Hey, thank you very much, man. I wish you were going to be on Supercard with us, but at least you'll be there calling it. So,
absolutely. I'll be there in any way, shape, or form I possibly can. You cannot get rid of me. So, all right, brother. Well, safe travels, and I will see you soon, all right?
All right. Thank you very much for having me on, man. Have a great night.
You too, buddy.
Later.
That's Craven Varro on the line. Again, his match is just, it's going to be great. I mean, fans bring the weapons. So fans, my God, bring whatever you got, man. Last event, I remember, I think somebody called, somebody brought in a pumpkin, was it? I don't remember. But we do have our second guest ready and waiting, because I've been waiting for this for a long time, big man. I give to the world in Thursday Night Destruction our next guest, the lifeguard, Mike Dell.
Did I hear you say anything about the lifeguard?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. You gonna miss practice tonight for whatever reason?
I am not. Absolutely not. I have not missed a practice in coming up on 2 years in September.
That's insane. I was just putting that over. I said PWS has its own version of the streak going right now with Mike Dell and his practice.
Yes,
because he is
bigger
not
than
missed.
The Undertaker streak. It's bigger.
Wait until I come back and break the streak like my boy Barack.
I'm ready, brother.
Oh, man. So, obviously, the obvious thing, we could talk about what's going down next week, but you have some plans this week, am I right?
Yes, I do.
Now,
I am going to Toronto, Canada this weekend with a couple PWS guys, Damian Gibbs, Bobby Wayward, and who's the other guy?
Bowens.
Yes, him. Anthony Bowens.
If only he lifted, you know, we'd actually, you know.
Yeah, you know. I might remember his name if he actually lifted.
So tell me about that. How did that all come about? And do you know your match? Do you know who you're working? Or are you just going up there hoping for the best?
Eric actually hit me up. We have a little group chat going, whatever. And he said, he mentioned that there's going to be a local guy from Canada that I'm going to be working. So I forget his name. I haven't looked him up yet. I'll probably do that later. But, it actually came about when Gibbs got hit up from Mexico. And I was actually supposed to go on that trip, but I gave that away to Chris Payne. And apparently Sylvie Silver, who was also in Mexico City with Gibbs, asked Gibbs about Canada, and Gibbs accepted, and Sylvie Silver, asked him to bring a couple guys, so Gibbs hit up the three of us, and that's pretty much how that came about.
That's pretty badass. Now, you say local talent, and it's not going to be like Brett coming out of Calgary.
I wish, God, I wish.
That's awesome, dude. Well, hey, congrats on that, and good luck. And
thank
how
you,
are you guys driving?
We are. We're actually Bobby actually got the transportation and everything like that. So I think we're leaving tomorrow around noon, I believe, probably. And, yeah, so, yeah, that's all taken care of. So we're all driving up, probably going to stop and sightsee on the way.
Yeah, just why don't you throw Gibbs in Niagara Falls while you're at it?
Oh, I plan on it. Don't you worry. I'll do it for you, brother.
Hey, I know you'll be okay because nobody knows how to swim better than the lifeguard, right?
That's right. That's right.
Now, go. All right, you got Canada. How long does it take to get up there? Did you guys map that out?
I think it's like 8 or 9 hours, I believe.
Oh, Jesus. It's like North Carolina all over again. And you'll come to find out that Damian Gibbs is the worst, if not the worst, person to travel with because he's annoying, he smells, and he's just a weird character. I'm telling you, we traveled down we went down to North Carolina last summer, and he was just the weirdest guy. He's always got his ass out for no reason. It's just like,
enough,
man.
I've seen that guy's ass more times than I wish I had seen it.
The aesthetic glutes.
Yes. Got it.
So, I don't like making anybody overlook anything, but obviously you have a great opportunity this week with Canada, and best of luck. But the big one, 9 days away, Supercar 2014. I was just talking to Craven right before you called in. We actually had mentioned your match. And when you were told and approached and said, hey, by the way, your opponent for Supercar is a man that's made out of stone, Mason Ryan, what was your first reaction?
Well, my first reaction was I'm going to look like a small child in front of him. But after that, you know, I got excited. I got pumped. I opened my pool, and I started doing laps for about 3 hours straight in preparation for Mason Ryan.
Mason Ryan. Now, we talked a little bit about him before. He is just recently released from WWE, so he's probably a little angry. Does that intimidate you at all that he just lost his job and now he's coming to us?
Well, maybe if he actually lifted with those small arms, he'd actually have a job in WWE still, but,
Oh, my God. Mason, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, but if you are, the lifeguard is calling you
I'm
out.
Coming for Mason Ryan.
So, again, I'm going to do the same thing. I mean, that match in itself is going to be sick. I can't wait to call it. I can't wait to see you look like a small girl in front of him.
Oh, I can't wait, brother. It's going to be great.
I hope you're lifting and taking your multis, brother.
Absolutely.
Now, I did this with Craven just because I know we're wrestlers and we have to focus on our own matches. But if you had to look at the card up and down from top to bottom, is there anything that stands out as, like, if you were a fan, you'd be like, holy shit, that's actually happening, or something that's really – I know sometimes there's people in the back that don't really allow you to go watch the card that's happening, but is there something that if you had a chance to sit in the crowd, who are you looking forward to see?
There's actually a lot of matches I'm really looking forward to see, like the Suicidal Six-Way match, Habib's match. That's going to be fantastic just because of his gimmick. Honestly, what I'm looking forward to the most, though, in my personal opinion, is Chris Payne and Bobby Wayward. I love both these guys, and I actually dig, you know, their storyline and everything like that with the Untouchables and stuff like that. So I'm going to be watching that.
I mentioned this before everybody came on, but that's not just one-on-one. There's somebody else involved. So
that's right, Al Snow, brother.
Al Snow with head, I'm assuming, will be the referee for this match. And it's something that it really does, like, not to sound too overly, I don't know, rainbowy, but it really touches the heart to actually see, you know, guys that have been busting their ass get a match like this. You know what I mean? Like, they deserve it, just like you deserve the Mason Ryan, just like Craven deserves to be the next guy in Reality Check. It's something It's something that just really, like, makes me smile and makes me happy to see that people are succeeding. And, you know, I couldn't be happier for them. So,
yeah. And it's all hard work, man. You know, you get what you put in.
Absolutely. I mean, there's people that show up from time to time. And then there's people that, you know, start with the school. They train a little bit. They're very quiet. Can I ask you what you did personally to Sarah? Why all of a sudden is this girl coming out of the woodwork and is the female version of Mike Dell?
I honestly have no idea. I don't know what I did. But yeah, she has a new attitude, and it's a good attitude, and she's more outgoing and things like that. And I think it's really good. She's really came out of her shell, and I think and she's improving a lot more in the ring, because I think she's getting more comfortable around the guys and everything like that. So honestly, I think it's really, really good.
Yeah. Well, hey,
but,
again, I blame you completely for that transformation.
Yes, please. yeah. I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
All of a sudden, like, she'd be, she'd be like, "What's up, Dave?" I'm like, "Hi, how you doing?" You know, just normal conversation. And then, like, 5 seconds later, she's trying to sweep my leg out. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" Like, wait a minute, what? I'm injured here. She's like, "Oh, what would you do if I took your crutches?" I'm like, "What the frick? Like, stop. Like, what are you doing?" Yeah, so it's
amazing.
Great. You know, it's awesome, because it's good to see her doing well and coming out of her shell, because you've been there since practically day one. And maybe,
Exactly. Actually,
you do remember Jamie, right? The meat gazer?
Yes, I remember. Of course,
so
I remember.
It's the little meat gazer. It's good to see that finally a girl, or a good crop of girls, because I know Q is coming along too. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, so she's doing her thing, but it's good to see finally that a couple girls are in the school and they're sticking with it. You know, there was too many people coming and going.
I've seen a lot of people come, and I've seen a lot of people go, man. And I'm just glad that these girls are sticking with it and really toughing it out.
Yeah, I mean, especially, again, Q and Sarah and Allison, if she gets her shit together, you know.
Yeah.
that's another story for another day. So,
God.
I can't believe this crap. I really can't. Like,
unbelievable.
This is what happens when you try to be nice. But anyway.
We're not allowed to talk about this on the air, brother.
I'm kidding. She's awesome. Everybody's great. We're all doing a fun job. Everybody loves everybody. Anyway, going forward, yeah, man, it's awesome to see these guys come around and really tough it out. Unlike a guy who I think just quit for the third time. Falcon Arrow's no longer with us again? Like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
What is that all about?
I don't know what it is with him. I don't know. I don't know. I think he'll be back, though. I think he'll be back.
You know what it is? He has the mind for it. You know what I mean? Like, he knows, I think is, I don't know. It's weird. It's hard to put a finger on what goes through the mind of that guy. I actually texted Eric yesterday. I was like, this kid's out of his mind. He doesn't know what the hell.
Of course.
He doesn't know right and left. Like, he doesn't know which way is up, you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, best of luck to him in his English online course or whatever the hell he's doing. But we hope to see him back, obviously. But, you know, speaking of people coming into their own, is it safe that maybe you can get me, you know, before I let you go, I know training, you like to be there front and center and rolling around before everybody else. But is it safe to say that if we had to choose, like, a rookie of the year, because, I mean, I gave myself that title the first year I was in. So,
right.
Other than me, and then the next year was you, but if you're looking at PWS as a whole, like, you know, the students coming in, would you agree with me when I say that the next big thing is physically a big thing, and that be Tommy Wonsall? Can you agree with me there?
Oh, absolutely. The guy's got so much untapped potential, man, and honestly, I think when he really gets that spotlight, he's gonna wow a lot of people, honestly.
The guy is
the next big thing, to be honest with you.
He really is, man. I mean, they're giving him a nice spot tonight. You know, as Gibbs' manager, would I pass it by Gibbs to turn on his own manager? Yes, because God forbid Gibbs has anybody by his side. But Big Tommy is coming into his own, and he was over the house over Memorial Day weekend. We're watching some old school wrestling, and we're watching. He comes over with this beer, and I know you're aware of this beer that he brought.
Yeah,
it's called Suplex Hops Suplex Ale. I guess I'm giving them a free plug, but it has the Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage on it, little mini Randy Savages or whatever. But the funniest part about it is he goes, "Put on Hogwild 96. And I'm like, what? Like, he has the brain that this kid has for wrestling is beyond anything I've ever, ever seen. Like,
yeah,
I've never seen anybody have the ability to memorize, like, 7-minute promos. Like, this guy is out of control.
His impressions are on point, like legit on point, with Macho Man and Gorilla Monsoon and things like that, and Jesse Ventura. He's on point with all his impersonations. It's amazing.
Well, you forgot the best one, because I told him, I said, I'm going to get a lot of listeners when I promote that Ric Flair is going to be on my show.
Oh, my God, yes.
He's going to come in. He's going to be like,
that may be his best one.
The Horseman. He's going to do all sorts of crap.
And I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But Lifeguard, Mike Dell, and I'll say it right to your face. I'll say it to anybody's face. You are the hardest working guy on that roster.
Thank you, man.
Doing what you're doing, man. Good luck in Canada. Obviously, safe trip. Get your ass back. And then you have, by the time you're back from Canada, you're going to have about 4 or 5 days to prep yourself finally for the man known as Mason Ryan.
It's going to be an exhausting week, brother, but I'm going to do it.
If anybody can do it, brother, it's you.
Oh, you know it.
All right, brother. Hey, listen, safe travels over to the school. Enjoy class.
All right, brother.
If anything happens tonight, be sure to text me.
I will. You know it.
And that's that. All right, bro?
Thank you for having me, brother.
All right, Mike, we'll see you. I'll see you next week. All right, folks, that is the Lifeguard, Mike Dell. And again, I can't put over more of a hard worker. I love, more than anything else, when hard work pays off, okay? If you're not a hard worker and you just want to mail it in and you just want to just go there just to get your name out there and put your face on a flyer and not really put in the work, you know, it's shame on you, man. You know, shame on you, because these guys are really busting ass between him and we were just talking about Tommy and even Craven. Some people frown that he can't get to practice as much, but you know what, dude? That guy's earned his keep, man. You know, he was busting ass with me since day one. So I know that he's going to be back, you know, full swing. Before you know it, he's got a massive match coming up. So I can't put these guys over enough. It's great. You know, PWS Supercard is just gonna blow through the roof, man. I can't stress it enough to get your tickets like ASAP. You know what I mean? It's gonna freaking sell out before you know it. My next guest, obviously, we're waiting. For him to call in. I know he's a busy man because obviously he's got more than one career. You want to talk about a guy that works hard? Okay, well here's this backstory on this next guest who's coming on soon. Chris Payne. He is an NYPD officer, okay? The man works your typical officer schedule, you know? If you're a policeman, your schedule is grueling, but the man finds the time to get to class every single night. I don't know how he does it. I guess maybe he's got that, you know, seniority where he can maybe toy around with his schedule, but here's a guy protecting and serving during the day, legitimately, and then coming out at, you know, in Metuchen, as the resident cop, you know, but he's also the House of Pain, man. It's Chris Payne's been coming along, and if anybody had more spots given, you know, earned, it's him. You know, his matches, you know, I'll have him tell you, but like, he's been given a lot of opportunities because of the hard work he's putting in. And that's not just saying that he puts in the work. Because in the ring, he puts in the work outside the ring as well, building the goddamn ring, driving the truck. He does everything. My next guest at this time on Thursday Night Destruction, my man, Chris, the House of Pain. What's up, brother?
Hi, is this Dave?
Yes, this is Dave. Is this Chris?
Hi, first time, long time.
Chris Payne is calling from the... So is this Payne from the car? Is that what it is? Payne from the car phone?
It's actually Francesca, and Dave's out. Gotta go now. Dave's out.
Oh, what's going on, brother?
Just got out of the gym.
Oh, yeah? Lifting little weights there, bro?
Banging and clanging, you know what I'm saying?
Pick it
up,
hear you,
bro. And put them down. Wait, we want the curse?
Yeah, go for it, brother.
Sweet.
Yeah, I don't have a beep button yet. I'm investing in one.
Just blank yourself. It's fine.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Swear to God.
You piece of beep.
Yeah, exactly. So, obviously, you are now the third guest coming on today. I already went through Craven. I talked to the Lifeguard brother. And now, obviously, you are the third man to come on. Chris, I know you're excited. Please, for the love of God, pull your windows up or something or get me off speaker because you're that guy.
Okay, first of all, I'm in a Jeep.
So therefore, I have bad background noise as it is with floppy windows.
Yeah, floppy windows. But obviously, you have, before we get into the big shebang for next week, Chris, tell the people that are listening, which is getting up there in numbers. People do listen, as a matter of fact. Tell us about Mexico, how that came about, how was the experience, how terrible is Gibbs to travel with, and just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, to start, Gibbs is atrocious. Mexico was surreal. I still actually can't believe it happened. I still can't believe I was against Ultimo Dragon in a one-on-one singles match, which was unbelievable. Still can't believe it. And then the reception, how receptive the people were in Mexico, never forget it. I will never forget it. Walked outside with Gibbs, literally to go buy luchador masks as, like, souvenirs for my nieces and nephews, and got asked for one photo, and then before you know it, me and Gibbs were out there for a half an hour taking pictures and saying hello to people. Had no idea what they were saying. Probably something nice. But it was cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
came about an opportunity, you know, came about. Something fell through for somebody else. They asked somebody to step up. I stepped up, and I was able to, you know, go right away. I had all my credentials lined up that I needed to, and I was asked. They asked if I was okay. I got approved by the Dragon Mania line, and they sent me down there to represent PWS along with Damian Gibbs. So it was nice. Really cool. Gibbs gets annoying every now and then, but not a bad guy to travel with. So definitely a great experience.
Yeah, I was talking to Dell, and I told, you know, if he can do me a solid and throw Gibbs into the Niagara Falls on the way to Toronto this weekend, that'd be great.
I mean, I would challenge him. Like, dude, I'll bet you $5 you don't make it across a tight wire over there. Guaranteed in there. Guaranteed moneymaker.
Oh, without a doubt. That kid never turns down a bet, that's for sure. That's
never.
Fine. So, Ultimo Dragon, working him. I mean, the listeners here are somewhat fans, somewhat workers. So, working with Ultimo Dragon, knowing that he doesn't speak probably a lick of English, how'd that go?
He's fluent in Japanese, and he's fluent in Spanish.
Oh, good. That helps you none.
Help me none. So, working with him was awesome. He was trying to explain stuff the best he could in English, and I was getting the gist of it. And he brought somebody in who probably spoke worse English than he did to try and translate. And I kind of got that he wanted to give me a head scissors, and he didn't understand that I was saying yes. So, no, it was fine. Putting the match together with him was awesome. Like, you know, super easy to work with. He spoke to me in a ring. You never knew he was moving his lips. Very easy. Very easy to easy going, very nice person, down to earth. And putting the match together was outside of the language barrier was fine. I mean,
yeah.
nothing crazy that I couldn't handle for the experience that I have. And we just went out there and we did it, you know?
That's awesome, man. That's simply awesome. I mean, I saw the pictures, which I know you're blowing some up for some 8x10s. Get them on sale next week at Supercard. Chris Payne, 8x10s. Get them while they're hot. So
that's right.
Exactly. So, obviously, a great time in Mexico. That's awesome. I saw pictures for of the crowd, nonetheless. So, to perform in front of that many people, you know, even our trainer, Pat Buck, said he never got to go to Mexico. You know what I mean? So, it's something that you can definitely write home about and say that's definitely an accomplishment in itself.
Yeah, 100%. Bro, I swear to God, like, I'm not just saying this because, like, it's something that I've always dreamed of, but I've never – some people said I looked like I was – a little nervous. There was definitely nerves, but maybe the way I was trying to perceive myself to the people didn't come over as the way I wanted it to, but it wasn't nerves. I was trying to come off more of like, you know, silent killer type
yeah.
feel, if that makes any sense, without being like, you know, over the top gestures and screaming and stuff like that. I never felt more comfortable than I was in that ring. With the amount of fans that there was there, it didn't even faze me. It fazes me more to have like our regular fan base, like, you know, the amounts that we get. I'm nervous in front of them because it's less people to try and grasp to see what we're doing or get over what we're doing. And out there, I felt like I was out there with him, and that was it, and it was good.
That's so, pretty surreal. Pretty surreal.
Yeah, it was amazing. I told my father, like, I felt like Justin Bieber when I was going to the back because all the girls are screeching. I've never heard of screeching before in my life.
This is great, man. So you banged out two things on the bucket list. Go to Mexico and become a male pop star.
Well, it's always been a dream of mine to be in a pop band.
Exactly. Funny. Now, obviously, Mexico comes and goes, okay? And then last month...
Back to work on Tuesday.
Back to work on Tuesday. Mexico comes and goes, and now in comes May Refuse to Lose, where you had a six-man tag team match teaming up with Delroy Alexander, the big deal, Craig Steele, to go against, now I guess I can call them your enemies, which out of nowhere, I don't understand the logic behind that. But go over, I guess, the feeling of getting your hands on all three, and I guess kind of segue into next week's Supercard in front of 2,000 people, you get your hands on Bobby Wayward one-on-one. Or don't say anything at all. That's true too. What I'm asking. Oh, all right. We've lost Chris Payne. We've lost Chris Payne. That's the first time that ever happened. Or he just didn't like the question. Either or. Not really sure. But the call has dropped for Chris Payne. We're trying to get into his match with Supercard Bobby Wayward. Hopefully he calls in again. What a putz. There he is again. Hold on. Let me bring him back in. And Chris Payne, welcome back to the show.
Hey, did I call the right station? I think I got the wrong number in here.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Is this Randy Savage?
I'm pretty sure I made a wrong turn down the highway. I'm going down somewhere. I think it's towards 27, towards Matuchin. I don't even know, brother.
All right, Jerkoff, for the first time, you are the first dropped caller I've ever had. So congratulations, you've made history here on Thursday Night.
I'm the first at something.
Oh God, you probably only the first at because you could post better.
This is true.
All right, so we're segueing. Yes, you were segueing into your six-man tag that you were just in with your your tag team partners versus the Untouchables. Now you get your hands on Bobby Wayward one-on-one. I guess walk the fans through what the hell happened with the Untouchables. Like, what, I mean, seriously, what gives?
Dave, your guess is as good as mine, because while I was the leader of the Untouchables, we really didn't say much, and we were just trying to take care of business. And I guess because the fans started to take to me, because, let's face it, I was doing a lot of winning when I was the leader of the Untouchables, and my counterparts weren't, I can go ahead and say that they were probably jealous of what was going on. I don't know. I really don't know what's going through his head. I really think maybe he just wanted to be the leader the whole time and really couldn't control himself.
Now, I know I shouldn't be on your side at all, because if it wasn't for you, I was the first victim of the Untouchables. But now I can feel your pain. I've been left flat before by Gibbs multiple times, and now you've been left flat. Yeah, right? No, me neither. Going forward now, do you think that, I mean, I hate to try to predict the match because I'm not going to do that, but going into it one-on-one finally with Bobby Wayward, is it payback time, or is it just you're just going in there? Like, do you want to pick apart the Untouchables, or is this the payoff that you need? You need Bobby Wayward one-on-one?
I don't even know. I'd like to get my hands on all three of them, but, you know, there's an advantage there with them, obviously.
Well, I know you tried the numbers game last month. Obviously, I called the action. I saw what happened. A little nice little cheap shot took you out, which is complete utter BS. But that, you know, that's another day, another question for another day. But
I'm gonna
going
to wear a jock strap.
Seriously, an extra cup, and you're gonna look like you're packing. And I'm not talking about a gun, folks.
But my goal now is I don't even care if I got my hands on the other two, because those two share a brain. I'm a shark, and there's blood in the water, bro. Like, I want to get my hands all over this kid. I'm not going in there to show off holds and reversals and out-wrestle him. I'm going in there, and I'm looking to punish him.
That's very – I would assume that would be the way to go about doing it. Now there is an element to this match. It's not just you and him one-on-one with a Ricky Spanish in there, the referee. The special guest referee is none other than Al Snow, most likely bringing head, I got to assume, if he doesn't. Do you think that plays into it at all? Or do you think he tries to make a mockery of the match? Do you think he calls it down the line? Like, how do you feel about Al Snow coming in?
Well, two heads are better than one.
Touche, my friend.
Touche. Hey, let's face it. Al Snow's been in. Al Snow's had some grueling matches in the hardcore division. You know what I'm saying? The guy knows what's going on with this match. I think he's going to call it down the middle. He has no reason to be on anyone's side. You know what I mean?
Yep. No, I totally agree. I mean, I hope, for your sake, I hope.
I hope, too. I hope he calls it down the middle because he's going to see me beat the crap out of somebody in the center of a ring. Maybe outside of it, maybe inside the stands. I don't know. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, my hand's going to be raised. They said that they sent warnings and take caution. Not me, brother. I put the Untouchables together for a reason. I was out there to make the statement. We made statements, and then he got tired of seeing what was going on with what I was doing and felt he needed to be in charge. And now there's going to be consequences for him, and he's pretty much dug his own grave come June 7th.
Absolutely. Now I asked the first two guests about this, and obviously, you know, ask you as well. This, obviously, your match is the most important one to you. Now, if you look up and down the card, if you're looking at it from a fan's perspective, is there anything that stands out? Obviously, we have a stacked card. I mean, it's hard to say, like, one. But is there anything that jumps out at you that you're excited to see, or it just gets you, like, your blood boiling, like, wow, I can't wait?
I am going to have to look at the card.
Are you really? Really? Jesus Christ.
I don't want to throw one out there and overlook the other one. I mean, obviously, we bring in the best talent. You know what I mean? Everyone, top to bottom, is top-notch. Everyone's great. Homegrown guys, the guys that are coming from the outside, legends and everything like that. It's just, I'm honestly looking forward to Bonesaw and Bakar.
Yeah. I mean, that's something we saw, the contract signing. You didn't see the contract signing because you dipped out on us real early because of something you had to get to. But the contract signing.
Somebody said I was wearing a picnic table.
Thank you, Dan Moff.
Thank you, Moff.
Yeah, thank you, Moff. But going into this card, you know the main event. It's the World Heavyweight Championship or just PWS title, whatever they like to call it now. But, yeah, so, it's going to be – it's Bonesaw, it's Bakara. I know you didn't see it, but – Bonesaw left Bakara laid flat last month. I mean, he tried to put him through a table. It didn't snap. But that just gives you the idea that these tables are reinforced. They're not supposed to just break like paper. So, but, yeah, that match is going to be insane. I can't wait. Can I get your thoughts on Habib from the car wash?
My thoughts. He probably should have been checked at customs the second time. I mean,
my God!
Oh, oh my God, we're live.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Again, sir, there's no beep button. I can't do this. Yeah. So I mean,
crowd seems to like him. Let's see if he can wrestle a little bit. I mean, he's going in there against Buff and Big Craig Steele.
That's what I said. So, and I told viewers last week, and I'll repeat it now. If you were holding tickets in your hand saying first row, second row, or third row, just keep your eyes open because there could be a flying Habib because somebody's going to toss this kid into the crowd.
I would honestly pay attention to when that match goes on, bring a helmet for safety precautions, and I hope you can base well.
That's great. But we do have, if you've got time, I know you're on your way to the school, I'm assuming. We do have a caller coming in. I only wrote down specific numbers, so I don't know who's who. Maybe they got a question for you. Maybe they got a question for me. Hold on. I'm going to bring them on here. Thursday Night Destruction, you're on with Destruction, and you're on with Chris Payne. Who do I got? And turn down your damn background music.
Well, it kind of helps. It kind of doesn't help that I'm outside.
Hello, JP Mayer. You're on live with me and Chris Payne.
What's up, guys?
Hello! Wait, we can't
hear
that, right?
La. Is that trademark? JP,
well,
what's going on, brother?
How are you?
Yeah, what's going on, JP?
Not too much. Just got out of work. Waiting on
just
the bus.
Oh, look at that.
What's that? Look at that. He works?
Yes, I do.
No,
work
I,
on
I did too.
All right, Chris, what was your highlight of Mexico?
What was my highlight?
Yeah, what was your favorite part of being in Mexico wrestling?
Gonna say being in the ring with Ultimo Dragon.
No shit. That's great. JP, man, you looking forward to Supercard? I really hope you got your tickets, bro.
I gotta purchase them at the door, like I always do.
Yeah, you might want to check yourself before you wreck yourself, my friend. These tickets are flying. It's a hot ticket. There's going to be 2,000 people. I really hope that you know you get in, man. You might want to act a little faster.
See, I probably will. Plus, it is Supercard, and I am looking forward to it. And I hope you kick Bobby's ass all across the rec center. And while you're at it, use Al Snow's head on him too.
Oh, I
plan to do both of those things. Bobby's going to get a beatdown. That's all that it comes down to. So, like I said earlier, he can't get himself out of this hole he dug. So,
very, very cool.
Yeah, I felt I missed the last match. I was quite upset about that.
Yeah, you should be.
I tell you what, you didn't miss much. You missed Payne getting kicked in the dink.
I got kicked in the dink from behind. Well, actually, no, right in front of my face.
Oh, my God.
It was like Ray Finkel was out there.
Laces out or in?
No, the laces were definitely in.
The little football.
Oh, look, the little football.
JP,
hey, listen,
brother,
I'm going to be kicking Bobby's ass all over the rec center arena. I guess, is that even like a thing now? No, the recreation center.
Yeah,
and I'm going to kick his ass all the way over to my vending table where you can buy my brand new 8x10s with me wrestling Ultimate Dragon.
You good in yourself?
Good.
That's good.
What?
That's good. I don't know. I can't. JP's on the bus and his audio sucks. Oh.
Yeah.
He's on a bus?
I'll call you guys when I get home.
All right. Sounds like a plan, Jay. All
right, guys.
I might not be here.
All right. That's JP Mayer, everybody. Jesus Christ, really?
Moment of the day!
The best part of the... Hello!
La, la, la.
My brother did that. He called in the first, I think the second show, maybe the first show. He did that, and I lost my shit. Like, I just completely went nuts when he did that, but...
Well, Chris, I was legitimately going to stall it out with Francesa, but I didn't do it.
Well, there's always next time. There's always next time.
Oh, cool. There's going to be a next time. Sweet.
Yeah, no. At least you're booked here.
Oh, man. It's a singer.
But would you like to air any grievances while you're on the air? I'm kidding. Just so you know.
How long is the show?
I have a scroll here. You emailed me. Just want me to just touch on the topics or...
I actually sent it same day. My bad.
My bad. Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, listen. Chris, the House of Pain, coming up next week. Supercard, 9 days away. I know you're on your way to training right now, so kick some students' asses. Don't do anything that GMC wouldn't do, and we'll leave it at that.
WWGMCD.
Yeah, exactly. So... Enjoy practice.
Let me put a few things over real quick.
Go for it, brother.
Yeah, I don't have a Facebook. I have a Facebook account. I don't have a page. But anyways, PWS Pain, if you want to go see what I'm doing in the upcoming weeks or months or whatever as far as shows, you can get me at Twitter at House of C Pain. And then anybody looking to become a professional wrestler, ProWrestlingSyndicate.com. There's no other school like this. You're really not going to get what... At other schools, what are you getting at this place, man? Seriously. We got the best talent. Everyone's coming home grown at this place. So go check it out. And come see me. Come say hello at my table. Come Supercard. I'll be selling 8x10s, hopefully some new T-shirts.
He'll be the guy with the big CP banner behind him.
First of all, that CP banner kicks ass. And you know it does.
Oh, absolutely. I pop for it. That thing is awesome.
That's right.
Awesome,
so,
awesome.
So come see me. Come get some memorabilia. It's all affordable.
It's all affordable. Listen to you. And he's going to have some wrestling figurines, possibly.
You guys want Bellas. I got the Diva Twins. Whatever. What's up?
Look what I got. AJ Lee.
It's not AJ.
For anybody that doesn't know, his niece didn't think that he could find the Bella Twins as a wrestling figure, so they just figured it'd be AJ. It was a fun moment on my way to the school. So, Chris, again, thanks for coming on, my bro.
In a truck.
in a truck, and that's because my gimpy ass can't drive yet. So thank you again, Chris, on a personal level, for always getting me for this, the shows and the practices and helping me out while I'm rehabbing this bad boy.
That's the kind of guy I am, and that's the kind of people I care about.
What are you, Tom Callahan?
Yeah.
No,
we make break pants for the American working people.
Wait, what the hell is his name? Zelensky, that's what it was.
Yeah, Zelensky Auto Parts.
God, I love that.
Yeah, I love that. A little
right.
Heavy on the pine cone perfume there, aren't you?
That's doing a washing it off. Oh, shit. All right, dude, go enjoy practice.
God.
Don't hurt yourself because you got 9 days away from the biggest match of your career in front of a lot of freaking
career.
People.
It's happening, right. Brother. It's going down June 7th. Me versus Wild Bobby Wayward at Supercard 2014, Raleigh Rec Center in Raleigh, New Jersey.
The Rec
Dave,
Center.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
Absolutely, Chris. I'll talk to you, brother.
All right, kid. See you later.
That was Chris, the House of Pain, one of my, honestly, like, it's hard to make friends nowadays, and I'm not just saying that for petty, pity reasons. I'm saying sometimes it's just hard to make or find good people, and Chris Payne is one of those good guys. Ever since I got hurt, he's made sure that he's picked me up, dropped me off, you know, practice, shows, just, you know, top to bottom, top-notch good dude. His wife is awesome, good, you know, good family man. He's got a nephew, Jake, who... If you don't know who Jake is, go find him on Facebook at Heart for Jake. This little guy had a heart transplant. My God. I mean, you talk about a guy who's come, you know, a little guy that's been fighting the battle basically since the day he was born. You know, now he's good to go. And he's running around the car. He's running around the events, and I get to say hello to him. So that's pretty surreal to see him, you know, in his all his glory. So, Chris Payne, thank you again for coming on. Got about a half hour left in the show. I am awaiting the badass of the bombshells, I'll call her. Why not? And I trademarked that shit. So make sure if you use any T-shirts or anything, bombshells is biggest badass, and that's Missy Sampson. We're waiting for her to call in. But so far, so good. Again, I can't thank my guests so far for coming on in. You had Craven Varro, the newest member of Reality Check. He came in here. He's ready to rock and roll. If anybody's ready for a hardcore match, that's the guy. So... He's got himself a Fans Bring the Weapons match against the Chimento family, consisting of the Heavenly Bodies and the 450-pound monster known as Fala. So that's going to be great. I had Mike Dell on this week. He's ready to kill it up in Toronto with more students that, again, have earned their spot, man. They really have, you know, Mike Dell, Bobby Wayward, Anthony Bowens, and the Prince of Aesthetics, Damien Gibbs, heading up to Canada this weekend to represent Pro Wrestling Syndicate at Toronto. I don't remember the name of it. I think it's Toronto Super Show or whatever. But Toronto, it's going to be great. Good luck to them. And obviously, Dell has his match with the recently released Mason Ryan from WWE. So that in itself is going to be something pretty damn sweet to watch. Yeah, so going forward, then we had Chris Payne just hung up with Chris Payne. Thank you so much for calling in, man. He just had himself an incredible weekend in Mexico City. So, I mean, here, take that. You know, take what I've just said in the past 2 minutes about the guys that have come on. With the exception of Craven, who's been traveling up and down New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania, you got guys like Damien Gibbs, Mike Dell, Chris Payne. They're internationally finding their way onto the scene, okay? They came from the Pro Wrestling Syndicate school. You can't find that anywhere else. You're not going to find that at some fugazi person who gets a cheap spot on the WPIX network, okay? I don't care what the hell you said. That guy asked me for $3,000 up front when I was 18 years old. I'm not even going to name drop because I don't have to. But are there success stories in other schools? Of course there are. People got to start somewhere. But if you're looking right now in the grand scheme of things, you got... You know, Mike Dell, again, Gibbs, Bowens, freaking everybody. Half the damn school is traveling internationally all of a sudden. And they started with us. So if we have any credentials whatsoever, it's that. You know, we're making superstars here. You know, I know they're not over the top, except for Gibbs. But I know they're not over the top people that just... They're not taking this lightly, you know. Everybody's putting in the work. Everybody is busting their asses. And I couldn't be more proud of these guys for next week. Supercard, 2,000 people, man. I don't think there's going to be a single digit less. I really do firmly believe that this card has the look and the feel of just one of the greatest cards that Pro Wrestling Syndicate has ever put on. So now with that being said, we're going to get into our final guest of the evening, who's got herself one hell of a match. I'll let her talk to you guys about it because she's ready. She's the baddest bitch on the Bombshell roster, Missy Sampson. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. That was a nice little intro. I like that, the baddest bitch on the Bombshell roster.
Yeah,
I'll take
like
that moniker.
Put that on a T-shirt.
Like,
give me some of the proceeds.
Yeah. In 19 years, I've never had a T-shirt. That'll be the first one.
Shut up. Really?
No.
No kidding.
I told Luke Hawks at the last show my first T-shirt instead of huge fucking arms. My first T-shirt was going to read huge fucking cunt.
Wow. Well, hey, for those of you who don't know, Missy Sampson does not have a filter. And it's perfect.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, it's definitely okay. This is why it's the internet and it's not, you know, FM or AM or anything like that. No filter from Missy. Missy, please tell the fans and all the creeps of the world. I'm kidding. Tell all the fans.
No, you're not.
Who you got coming up this, 9 days away now, Supercard 2014. There's a little splash of Bombshells. Tell everybody about it.
Supercard 2014, it's myself as the Bombshells heavyweight champion, along with the Bombshells majestic champion, La Rosa Negra, and my usual partner in crime, the other half of the backseat girls, Annie Social, taking on three members of Sin, Strength in Numbers, in Jesse K., Amber Rodriguez, and Hania the Howling Huntress. If that wasn't enough for us to overcome, our special guest referee is none other than Bombshells Commissioner, thorn in my side for over a year now, Mr. Vinny Finucci.
I am a Vinny Finucci guy. That guy is friggin' hilarious. I'm sorry. I know you've been on the receiving end of most of his humor, but this guy's got some balls talking to you like that. I don't even talk to you like that.
Well, you wouldn't live long enough to talk to me like that, and if he wasn't holding my employment contract in his hand, he wouldn't get away talking to me like that either.
Absolutely.
Both Bombshell titles are on the line if I not that it's going to happen, but if I were to get pinned, whoever pins me would become the Bombshells heavyweight champion, and the same goes for La Rosa Negra's majestic champion. If she were to get pinned, whoever pinned her would become the majestic champion.
Now, enlighten me a little bit, or educate me. Is this elimination?
No, it's one fall takes it all.
Okay,
So there's in essence, there's only one way we could both walk out losing our belts. I'm not going to tell you what that is because I don't want to give my opponents any ideas. But
good idea. But that's pretty badass. So. In all, the safety net here is antisocial, but we don't want anybody to get pinned because obviously, you know, the crowd.
Yeah, no one on my team's getting pinned. I mean, we leave, you know, I leave with my belt, La Rosa leaves with her belt when any one of the three of us pins one of the three of them or makes them submit or knocks them the fuck out.
Yeah, that can happen too. I've seen your punches. So that's great. That Jessie K, man, I watched her stuff at the last Bombshell show. I mean, I guess I don't like to say put over your opponents because I don't like, you know, obviously you're going in there to kick their asses. But I guess educate.
Not one of the three of them is a lightweight. Like, please don't think that myself or Annie or La Rosa are taking this lightly at all. I mean, our opponents were well picked. For this match, you know, not one of us is looking at it like, oh, we've got June 7th off. This is going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. I've been in a ring one-on-one before with Jesse K on more than one occasion. I've been one-on-one at the last Bombshell show against Amber Rodriguez. And while I beat her, it wasn't an easy match. It wasn't a cakewalk for me. You know, she brought it that night. And I've never been in the ring against, you know, with Hania, I mean, unless you want to talk about them jumping me,
yeah,
you know,
count.
But she's no lightweight either. I've known Hania before she was Hania. I've known Hania before she was in wrestling.
Wow.
You know, she does bodybuilding on the outside. Me and her used to work out at the same gym.
Very cool.
So I know what her training's like. You know, I know who trained her. I know what her you know, daily, weekly, non-wrestling tournament regimen is. You know, not one of them is a lightweight by any means. And the odds are definitely stacked against us when you look at who our ref is, and you know damn well he doesn't want anyone on my team to win.
Yep. Yeah, that's probably the X factor in this match. And I was telling this to Craven earlier. I said, I know you, Devin, and Kevin have been in your fair share of hardcore matches, because in his match, it's the Reality Check versus the Cemento family. And I said to him, I said, are you guys walking into that match thinking you got the edge because you've all been accustomed to hardcore matches? Meanwhile, your three opponents aren't. You know what I mean? So there's always that X factor. They have the hardcore edge there. You guys, unfortunately, yes.
I'll train them. I would trade them the fans bring the weapons aspect if they took Vinny as the ref. If I could get an impartial ref, I'd trade them the fans bring the weapons aspect.
That's awesome.
Think about it. It's not even an X factor. It comes down to the point now where myself, LaRosa, and Annie are like, is there any way we can win this match? Is there even any way we can win? Because Vinny's certainly not going to, you know, we're not stupid. You know, he doesn't even have to walk in there playing a part on the seventh. You know, he's not in there to be impartial, you know, let the best team win. That's not what he's there for. It's not what he put himself as special guest referee for. You know, so we're, you know, forget fighting an uphill battle. I mean, you know, it comes down to us going, how do we even pull this one off? Because quite frankly, you know, I have all the faith in the world in my, you know, in myself and my two tag team partners, all the faith in the world. But it's also maybe it's pretty much become mission impossible. How do we pull this one off?
That definitely does remain to be seen, because now that I'm actually sitting here talking to you, analyzing it, what are the odds that you guys can pull this off? Like, I mean, this guy's not going to be, you know, he's not going to call it down the line. That's for sure.
He's not counting our pinfalls. He's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, we already know this. Like, none of us are dumb.
Maybe you have to leave them with no choice and just lay all three of those girls out to the point where they can't continue. What else can you do? You know, like.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much, I think, what it's going to have to come down to is all three of them are going to have to be knocked out.
Yeah, that's going to be, if anybody thinks that these bombshells coming in are soft, please keep your eye on this match. I got a feeling that there's going to be a lot of hard hitting going on in this match, because with an impartial ref, there's only so many ways you can actually get out of this thing with your titles intact.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're, you know, we've been plotting with now, is what are our options? How do we make this happen? Because we're obviously going in there to win. You know, it's not, you know, you take into account, you know, last show I was jumped by Sin not once but twice. You know, so it's honor and pride on the line. You know, we want to go in and win every match, but, you know, they're now being backed by Vinny Finucci, who will do whatever it takes to make me go away, who's now pissed off at La Rosa for even siding with me now, after she finally decided to get herself out from under his thumb. You know, and then, you know, he doesn't like Annie because Annie rolls with me and Annie's kicked him a few times.
I have the utmost respect for Annie Social. That is my, I guess, besides you, because I love you to death, but I mean, if I had to pick one bombshell out of the whole roster to be like, not only that, it's like my, like, just like you have her as, your ride and die kind of chick, you know, this girl.
It's funny, I was going to say that because that's my moniker, but Annie Social is definitely my ride or die.
Yeah, I mean, this chick, she can kick ass, she looks the part, and it's just, it's one of those things where she's going to hit you right in the mouth if you cross her the wrong way. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to that match.
People try to drum up drama, you know, the bombshell show where I was still trying to get my title back from La Rosa, where Vinny interjected himself, she slid in to defend that and accidentally ended up kicking me instead and costing me the match. People try to stir up drama like, oh, well, maybe it wasn't an accident, blah, blah. And when it comes to me and Annie, that stuff never even crosses our mind. Like, the minute it happened, like, she apologized profusely, and it was like, whatever. It was an accident. I'm not even thinking twice about it.
Yeah, water under the bridge. You guys have been together since day one, so There's no, yeah, no controversy there, folks. If anybody's trying to get that in their thoughts or in their minds, that's just silly. So, but obviously,
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going
to
say.
I was going to say, because, you know, there's nothing worth it to either of us in wrestling to worth jeopardizing the family aspect that me and her personally have outside of wrestling.
Yeah, that's awesome. The fact that you guys can get along and you got the wild card now in La Rosa Negra, that girl, she can not only twerk and dance and all that, but she can kick your ass as well. I follow her on all sorts of social media, and she's training hard for this
match.
Hold
on, who are you telling? I'm the one whose ass she's been kicking for the past year.
This is true. I didn't want to go there.
I think it's nice to have her on my side of the ring for once.
Absolutely. It's the same way I felt about nobody, because I've always been on my own. But I definitely agree that this match is going to be hard-hitting, and just it's something to look forward to. There's a lot of there's that one X factor, and then obviously we'll see how it plays out. But, Missy, as I've been asking the three previous guests who come on, a couple questions about Supercard as a whole. Now, I know you're focusing on your match and obviously putting all your energy into that. But as a fan, as somebody kind of looking at the card and saying, wow, what stands out to you as this card? It doesn't necessarily have to be one match, but is there anything that as a fan or you see on the card and you're like, holy shit, I cannot wait to see that?
The whole card?
I know. It's that good.
It really is the whole card. But, like, if you want me to point out specifics, for me, like, I'm a huge Bret Hart fan, so having Bret back is amazing to me. That'll be awesome. I'm super excited to see Teddy Hart back. That Suicidal Six-Way is going to be off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
I make it no secret these days that Colt Cabana is, like, my favorite wrestler these days.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Colt versus Hurricane, I'm actually really looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, so now, a match like that is what makes PWS just, they separate themselves from the rest, where it's like, you don't see that on every other promotion. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's got that extra edge, for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. But yeah, I mean, the Supercard, it's going to have, I firmly believe, not one digit less than 2,000 people in attendance. It's going to be loud. It's going to be intense. I cannot wait. Now, honestly, I'll be completely blunt with you. When I look at Bombshells and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're awesome. They kick ass. But now that you come on and you, like, shed some light on it, I can't wait to see you guys, like, kick the shit out of each other. Like, it's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to happen. It's
oh, absolutely.
I've been left no option at this point. I mean, I won the tournament to become the first ever Bombshells heavyweight champion. That was an honor. I mean, Dave, you were there when I did that. You know how much that meant to me to be the first champion and to win that tournament, a tournament that I wasn't originally even booked in.
I do remember that.
You know, and then to lose it the way that I did after my first successful defense against somebody like Mickey Knuckles, you know, I mean, it's been such a struggle for me for something that I busted my ass for and something that means so much to me. And then this whole Vinnie Finucci thing where, you know, come hell or high water, he's just trying to see me. He doesn't care if they take me out of that building on a stretcher. I'm well aware of that. He's made that perfectly clear. You know, I've been painted and backed into a corner. I have no choice at this point but to fight with everything that I have to not only walk out Bombshells champion, but to walk out on my own volition at that show.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, I can't speak enough on behalf of somebody that gets to watch it. You know, in my circumstance, now I get to actually be up close and personal and not being kicked out of trying to peek and watch a show by somebody who runs the door. But I get to watch the show.
No idea what you're talking about.
I have no idea either. But I can't wait to see all this stuff go down. It goes down next Saturday. Missy, I'll give you the floor if you want to promote or plug anything that you need to plug. I know you don't have any T-shirts, which I think I'm going to have to work on that for you, because if I'm taking that moniker for you, we're splitting profits. That's all I'm saying.
Here's a Dave Destruction Radio exclusive. They won't be ready by Supercard, I'm sure of it, but I actually have a friend of mine working on a design for my first T-shirt.
Very, very cool. See, that's... It's all about marketing yourself and making sure that people know who you are. But what you've been doing for how long? 19 years, you said before?
19 years, yeah. I just
19 years. So 19 years without – go ahead.
April was my 19-year anniversary.
So 19 years in the business, not one T-shirt. So you know why you know Missy Sampson? Because she's kicking everybody's ass up and down the United States. And that's the truth. And I've said that since day one. I said, this chick, you just don't want to mess with her. I've never crossed you the wrong way. I know some people do. And I feel pity for those people because I wouldn't do it, miss. I wouldn't do it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
The only stuff I have to plug, I mean, right now pretty much, PWS is home to me. I have a show coming up July 12th in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania at the YMC for Crossroads Wrestling. That's the only other non-PWS show that I have. Anybody that knows me knows recently, I've been dedicating everything I have into PWS and the Bombshells. That July 12th show, ironically enough, I'll be facing Amber Rodriguez. I guess we'll see what comes down from that after next Saturday. But what day?
I said a little sneak peek. Supercard's a sneak peek of something else to come.
Yeah, so she better watch herself because she's going to have me the following month anyway.
There you go. All right, Missy Sampson, go ahead.
I know. Ringside seats are sold out. People can still go to ProWrestlingSyndicate.com and buy general admission tickets. They're $20. I believe you can also still get backstage passes, which are $99, which allow you backstage access to where everyone will be before the show, during the show. You also have to buy a general admission ticket with that. That doesn't include your ticket. That's just the backstage pass portion.
Gotcha. Well, if there's going to be any card to buy a backstage pass, my God, if you don't get it on this one, you're just missing out, man.
Exactly. I'll also be next Saturday afternoon. I'll actually also be at Legends of the Ring, the convention
cool.
being held in New Jersey. I'll be with one half of the PWS ownership team, Eric Pleska, at the PWS table. I know he's got a bunch of rotating guests coming in for that convention, so everyone can stop by and check it out.
And the best part about that is that it's in the afternoon, right?
That's in the afternoon, yep, before Supercard. Perfect. I may or may not have 8x10 photos there for sale. If not, I'll have them at PWS for sale. It's the only merch I have.
Like, merch is merch, right?
That's all I got.
That's all you got. All right, Missy Sampson, thank you so much. Again, next week, check her out. Alongside her ride or die chick, Antisocial, alongside La Rosa Negra to face Sin, Strength in Numbers. It's going to be one hell of a hard-hitting battle. I'm looking forward to it. Missy, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Absolutely. And I will see you, obviously, I'll see you next Saturday.
I'll see you next Saturday. Hope you're healing up well, my friend.
Thank you so much. I'm doing my best.
All right. Take care, dear.
All right. Bye, miss.
All right. Bye.
All right, that's Missy Sampson. Again, the baddest bitch on the Bombshells roster. Say that five times fast, you probably can't. So she's very cool, very down to earth, but when it comes to the ring, she is all business all the time. We're coming up on 10 minutes to go in the show. Again, a big, big, huge thank you to the guests that came on, especially for an earlier slot. Even if you didn't get to listen to it live, if you hear my voice, that means you downloaded it another time. Awesome little segues into Supercard, which is going to be out of control great. I can't say it enough. And these guys have all come on. And none of these guys that come on tonight have been selfish. Everybody's come on and said, they can't wait. They can't wait for the people to really showcase their talents and the people that have earned it. And, going forward after Supercard, we got a whole fall lineup ready to rock and roll. And if you think that I'm going to sit around and watch the summer sun pass me by without trying to get my ass back into gear, you're completely wrong. Because watching Supercard as an announcer / fan can really, really eat your mind up. And I love going down to the school. I love seeing the guys and the girls bust their ass. And I always put everybody over that I possibly can and try to shed some light on some cool happenings, But I'd be lying if I said it didn't eat me up. It doesn't eat me up to see everybody passing me by. But at the same time, I'm excited for everybody. I really think that everybody on this stacked monster card next Saturday has earned it. There's nobody that was hand-given anything. There's nobody saying, here's a layup, run with it. You know, we went over Super Cup before, and that's the Battle Royal. Some of these guys are going to be coming out in front of 2,000 people for the first time in their careers. I know that feeling. I know that rush you're going to get right before you, you know, come on stage. I know that rush you're going to get when you first lock eyes with one of the people that came to see you. You know, I had a friggin' army the first day, so it was easy for me to adjust, and I got lost in the moment, and I forgot all about who was in that crowd, but I just heard my name being chanted over and over and over again. I know that rush. I know these kids, some of them are my age, I guess, but less like on the experience level, but I know they're going to have a great time. I know Pat has really gone above and beyond for these kids, you know, training at Metuchen and then soon to be Rahway. You know, some of these guys are 3, 4, 5 months in, and they're excited. I talked to a couple of guys, you know, last night. You know, there's a kid we call Jesus. His name is Jesse. He's ready. You know, Javier, another guy, up-and-comer. He's ready. You know, Mark Bice, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name. Kind of looks like Daniel Bryan. I saw him. He had a little bit of a fro going on with a nice straggly beard. He's somebody to look out for. It's just a lot of, it means a lot to me to see these guys really progress. And again, when I come back, and this is when I come back, it's not if. I understand there's people out there just saying, oh, but it happened to you. You have so much going on in the next year. You can't possibly do it again. Clearly, I know I don't want to get hurt. It's a freak thing, you know. It sucks. I can't even walk, you know. So it's not fun. But again, I was on a roll. I was on to something. And I want to see it through. I'm not one to quit. I'm not one to say, okay, it's over. It was good while it lasted. I'm not one to say this was a hobby. It's something that now I really, truly want to succeed in. You know, so how far I can succeed in it, I have no idea. Not a shot in the hell do I have something where I can, you know, get pumped and say I'm going to be in WWE or I'm going to be in TNA or I'm going to be the guy that Jeff Jarrett says, come on board. I have no idea. But I also went on record saying making it this far in Pro Wrestling Syndicate feels to me like I made it. In some way, shape, or form, I really, truly believe that this is the platform that anybody aspiring to be a professional wrestler should start at. Are we spoiled? Hell yeah, we're spoiled. Because Pat knows that the hours we put in at class, you know, this is what we live for. This is what we want to do. So, yeah, that's end rant there. Going forward, again, thank you to all my guests, Craven, Dell, Payne, and Missy. You guys are awesome. Thanks for the one caller. I know, but it's, again, the hours have shifted. I know a lot of people are easier to call at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night as opposed to rush hour while everybody's trying to get home from work. So hopefully everybody tunes in later on. Hello to everybody tuning in now. I may or may not be irate later on. I may or may not be the happiest man in the history of war, like mankind, because the Rangers are on at 8 o'clock. The series is getting chippy. For any hockey fans out there who don't know what I'm talking about, you know, the hits that are coming both sides now are just a little too much. They're just a little too much for me to really, like, really grab onto it. But again, 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to bring on another caller. I have a feeling I know who this is. What's going on?
Let's go, Rangers.
Oh, wait a minute. Who is this?
Yeah, what do you mean you know who this is? You don't know who this is.
You sound
it's the leader of the Front Row Mafia. That's who it is.
Billy, my man. You know
going
what?
On?
Nothing much, dude. Thanks for calling in last second.
Yeah, I was waiting until you said one caller. I'm like, all right, now's my chance.
Dude, first of all, Billy, dude, that party, my God. Like, I am so disappointed in myself for not getting there sooner. Like, this is out of control. I honestly, I said to a couple people, oh, I'm just going to a barbecue. I went to fucking...
Yeah.
I went to Mardi Gras all of a sudden.
Yeah,
I'm like, holy
say
shit.
Barbecue. I didn't even really eat, so I don't know about you.
Hence the pictures. No eating.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Dude, I'm booking that band, by the way. 90s Night. If you haven't heard of them, look them up. They're freaking awesome, dude. What a party.
Yeah.
So
that's good.
Speaking of Supercard, we have to meet up and exchange, my friend. When is that going down?
Andrew said he's going to do it. He's going to meet you at the gym or something. Yeah, I know. We got to get that over with. No will call. I'm not going to be standing outside with JP when he gets shut out.
Exactly. So, all right.
JP and Clark.
And Clark. Yeah, man. God, I'm going to get in there. Anyway, so looking at the card top to bottom, what are you looking forward to most of Supercard besides my commentary? Go ahead.
Reality check versus Jumento family.
Yeah, I mean, are you bringing weapons?
Yes. What's
can
off
really,
limits, Dino?
I probably guns and knives, I'm assuming. Anything that can murder somebody purposely. But, dude, you saw the last time. They freaking brought pumpkins and shit, and people are going apeshit over that.
Yeah, gummy bears.
gummy bears. That's great. So, do you remember much from Sunday night? Back to Sunday night.
No.
You don't remember me leaving. I know you said that already.
Yeah, I don't remember you guys leaving. Nope, that's about it.
Wow, that's great. And then I guess this is Popper's call. That no offense to anybody, but that party went full retard.
Yeah. couldn't have said it better myself.
That's a Popper call, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Are those like the layups for the night? However, there was so much other shit going on. My God, like I lost my friend. I don't know where he went, and then the next thing I know, he's holding hair back. So,
yeah. Well, that's the thing. I know. Try being the host, and you're trying to break up fights and make sure the bartender's got everything he needs. Yeah, I'm in every end of that place.
Was there a fight?
And then when
there
I get
fight?
My buzz, almost. But I wasn't involved with it. I was sleeping, so.
So much for breaking it up, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The other roommates can take care of that. But, yeah, you see how it is, so you'll have to remember that.
Absolutely. You said August is the next one?
Yeah, as we're broadcasting it on the air to all the listeners, everybody that I
they don't know your address. It's fine.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Don't worry, folks. I'll give it to you in the next show.
Yeah, as soon as we hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to get in, called with your early show so I can actually catch you this time. So.
Yeah, so now it's either going to be a very pissed off destruction later or a very happy one. What do you think? I know you're not a big Rangers guy. You just put it on for me the other night, so
yeah,
you think
exactly.
We pull it off? You think we pull it off tonight?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I mean,
I hope so too.
I got a lot of family and friends too, a lot of coworkers too, all Rangers fans, so it'll make my life easier.
Yeah, for my sanity, they better friggin' win and pull this out tonight, because I don't know if I can stomach a game seven.
Right. I mean, that and the local team and, of course, USA versus Canada, so can't go wrong with that pick.
Absolutely. Good call. I don't think I made that reference once. Maybe I did when I said I hate this frickin' country, but whatever.
Yeah.
But.
That works. All right, I'll let you close up your show.
All right, brother.
Later.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
let's get that done. Sooner than later, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
All right, buddy. Later. My boy Billy, one of my good friends, big supporter, huge PWS fan due to me, so you're welcome for that. So, yeah, I mean, minute left in the show. Thank you so much for all my guests, the callers now. We have plural, JP, never called back, that son of a bitch. But we're going to close it out with a little music, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And, I guess we'll see you next Thursday, which... I might have an announcement. I might not have an announcement. I don't know yet. I really don't know what's allowed, I guess. But I guess we'll go from there. For Supercard, for a little bit of preview, we'll send you out with this. I'll talk to you guys later.